Palestinian imams, Arab-Israeli peace deals are high treason alliance with Jews condemned by Allah. By Deborah Danan on September 18, 2020. The Palestinian Authority has instructed Muslim clerics throughout the West Bank to deliver a sermon on Friday warning against the deal signed between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain this week, saying these alliances with Jews amounts to high treason and are condemned by Allah himself. The PA's Ministry of Religious Affairs, which every week disseminates an instruction sheet outlining the sermons to be preached in all PA mosques, called on imams to urge the Arab and Muslim world to bring down the agreement of humiliation and treason by the UAE and Bahrain, according to a translation of the text by monitoring group Palestinian Media Watch. The so-called Abraham Accords signed at a White House ceremony Monday call to advance a culture of peace among the three Abrahamic religions and all humanity. However, worshippers at PA mosques were reminded that there is nothing that harms Palestine and its holy sites more than making an alliance with the Jews, being connected to them, and relying on them. Obedience to the Jews and being dragged after them will lead the nation to weakness, lawlessness, humiliation, and shame, the document reads. Those statements were backed up by Quranic sources, including Surah 2-120, which states, "And never will the Jews or the Christians approve of you until you follow their religion." Believers are warned that normalization with the Zionist entity is high treason against Palestine, Jerusalem, the blood of the martyrs, and the suffering of the prisoners, referencing Palestinian terrorists alive and dead. The Palestinian leadership lambasted both deals as a stab in the back. PA President Mahmoud Abbas described the UAE as a traitor to the homeland and our cause and said its decision to normalize ties with Israel was a poison dagger. The Palestinians have increasingly isolated themselves from other Arab nations. In a series of humiliations, the Gulf Cooperation Council demanded an apology from Abbas and the PA for using irresponsible language of incitement and threats, while the Arab League snubbed a resolution condemning the UAE over the deal with Israel.